shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenenroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenenroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenen Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And we're back, Jeff Hakenen, along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it's a good baseball game here on this windy night, Scott. It's the Shawamigan Eagles 0, the Phillips Loggers with 6. And it's the middle of the third inning, or bottom of the third inning, about to start here. Colin Kleinschmidt going to lead things off for the Loggers. And the wind been a big factor in this game here today, Scott. We're going to see more of it. But we see what happens when you put the ball into play. You know, good things are happening. Fun,
sure.
A fun game to watch, nonetheless. And Schwamigan just getting done warming up.
Ball thrown down there by Nolan Niehoff. He's thrown out one runner so far.
Kleinschmidt stepping in here, struck out his last at-bat. Collins looking to redeem himself.
Now batting number 5, the designated hitter, Colin Kleinschmidt.
Colin Kleinschmidt. We call him Scoots. Do you know that, Scott?
I didn't know that.
I can give you all these kids' nicknames if you want.
Scoots. Nice.
We got Scoots up to bat right now and Henry on deck.
Kuchiba. All right. So here we go. Kleinschmidt from the right side. It's 1-0 the count. Schmidt.
That one a bit high and inside. Nice movement on it again. The wind doing its job. 6-0 here, Loggers. Bottom of the third inning.
2-0 the count on Kleinschmidt. He's got the Cat 5 bat. Marucci.
Here's a pitch from Schmidt. That one high and inside. Same spot, same result. Ball 2, ball 3. And Collins likely to take a pitch here. Does he get the sign from coach to take a pitch, Scott? Is that pretty standard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely in this situation. Get runners on, might be different.
And right on the inside corner, a nice pitch from Schmidt.
He threw a little slider in there and good action on that. 3-1 the count now.
There we go. Hey, look who's watching. Bo Phelps watching. Good to have you, Bo.
All right. 3-1.
Corbin doing a nice job here today. Got to redeem himself after one error. And another nice pitch from Schmidt. Gets back into it. It's a full count.
Good sinking action on that fastball. Hit the bottom of the zone. Got that three-quarter delivery right here from Dalton Schmidt. Hasn't had a lot of luck. Hasn't had a lot of help. 4 errors in the last inning.
Got it. And that one high. Colin going to take his base. And I think we're going to see a stolen base coming up here, Scotty.
That's the first walk issued for either team, I believe, Jeff.
Wow, that's impressive. Hey, you know, the story of the game is put the ball in play. You got to do that. You got to swing the bat, you know, so.
Now batting the catcher, number 10, Sawyer Kuchiba.
And Henry up to bat. You get to know him as Henry.
He's a nice kid.
He's a very nice kid. Henry almost got hit by that one. He steps out in time. Henry's had a hot bat. He had a nice hit earlier in this ball game yesterday. He had a couple really nice hits. And Sawyer Kuchiba doing his thing. The sophomore.
Kleinschmidt leads from first. Got about a 3-step lead.
Again, Kuchiba filling in for Levi Durr and doing a great job catching. There's a shot from Kuchiba. Gets past the third baseman into the outfield. Kuchiba keeps putting the bat on the ball and going to third base. Kleinschmidt, he gets there.
And Kleinschmidt ran into the third baseman inadvertently. Third baseman down.
Yeah.
It's Isaiah Borgaard.
I don't know if he got him in the head.
Kleinschmidt, it was off the glove of the third baseman into left field. Shortstop had a chance at it, too. Coming over now is Sawyer Kuchiba. And I don't know if it was a knee or... Both players, Borgaard tried to apply the tag on Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt was trying to just get around him. He was up the line maybe 6-7 feet. Now he's up and they're looking at him.
And we're going to send it back here to 98 Q Country. We're going to send it back for a one-minute timeout, and we'll see what happens with this injury out on the field.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
We're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's 6-0, Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. We had an injury on the field, and looks like Isaiah Borgard back up on his feet at least. Coach is talking to him, and not sure exactly what happened. A little bit of collision there when Kleinschmidt was going to third base, and they collided.
Well, you know, wasn't a dirty play by either player. It just happened to, the throw happened to take the third baseman kind of in the path of the line of the runner who was
trying to get around him.
Around
yeah.
Second.
Colin coming in hot over there. Knew he had to get to third base. And looks like Isaiah Borgard going to stay in the ball game though. And stepping in.
Now batting. Number 13, the second baseman, Ty Henderson.
Ty Henderson up to bat. And what did he do? Did he get a base hit last time? He got out. He got a hit, I believe, anyways. Or he hit it.
We had a line drive to the third baseman.
There you go. Line drive to third on Ty.
Infield halfway here.
No outs. Runners on second, third base.
Henderson. Big lead. Able to get a big lead from second is Henry. From the stretch. Here's the pitch.
There was a nice pitch that Henderson fouls off the right side. And got a couple kids running after him yet. That's good to see, Scotty. I always remember that. Do they still get to bring it in and get a piece of licorice or a quarter?
Yeah, I don't know.
We may need to bring that back. Maybe they got to come up the steps here and redeem their prize.
Up the non-OSHA approved steps,
Jeff? They're OSHA approved when Gabe sits on them up top. It doesn't move. I tried.
Wow,
it.
Whoa.
That wasn't a fat joke by any means. Gabe's offended anyways.
0-1. Nobody out from the right side.
Aaron Henderson gets that one. They're going to have to tag up. Caught by the left fielder. Collins going to get home easily on that. He motors home. And it's 7-0. Loggers Henderson with the fielder's choice. RBI.
Sack fly.
Sorry, Scott. And over to second base, or staying at second base, Sawyer Kuchiba. So, Lane Abraham up to bat here.
The shortstop, number 4, Lane Abraham.
And a leading candidate for the Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game, along with Tobias, but they got a ways to go. If this wind dies down, they might have a chance.
It feels like it's being a little more subdued.
What do you call this? The eye of the storm or something like that? We're in the middle of it, Scott. It's going to get good by the fifth inning.
That's true. Leading from second, Kuchiba. There's a fly ball to right.
And that one's going to make it foul. Nice hit. And you look at the flag, the wind's still blowing good.
Or bad, depending on how you are looking at it, Jeff.
Depends, yeah, that's true. Depends who it's favoring at the moment. You're from Phillips. You've been happy with the wind. And a little update. Schwamigan, after losing yesterday to the loggers in Schwamigan and come to Phillips here, and they're up. Schwamigan leading 14-3, top of the fifth inning. Here's a pitch from Schmidt.
On high. That's with the slider.
Now, slider, something, a little bit of some action on that one.
1-1, the count, one out.
Abraham steps back in with Aiden Tobias on deck. Hard hitting lefty. Abraham looking like Jeff Bagwell, like you said.
At that low stance. 2-1 the count. He missed with that sinker inside, down and in. He's missed a lot with that. But he's got a lot of action on that, Jeff. Arm side ride, as they call it.
Yeah.
2-1 here from the stretch. Dalton Schmidt throwing a lot of pitches. Not all of his fault. He's gotten a lot of contact that he's wanted. It just hasn't gone his way.
That was a nice pitch there. Lane Abraham out ahead of it. Misses. 2-2.
He got that letter-high fastball right down the middle, Jeff, and out in front, he was looking to pull that ball. A lot of room between out in left center, too. So 2-2, one out. Runner on second is Sawyer Kuchiba. Lane Abraham at the plate. Tall right-handed hitter. And Dalton Schmidt from the stretch. He's ahead in the count. There's the pitch. Grounded to the right side. That'll move Kuchiba to the second baseman, who fields it and throws over to first for the second out.
There's the fielder's choice I was talking about. And Lane with the fielder's choice. It's an offer.
Second out of the inning. That brings up Aiden Tobias, the pitcher.
Henry standing alone over at third base. Tobias looking to help himself out a little bit. Base hit.
Number 15, the pitcher, Aiden Tobias.
Base hit here, knocks in another run, 8-0. That'll possibly look like a dagger. Seven's tough to come back with anyways here, but anything can happen on this windy evening. Here's the pitch from Schmidt. It's high. Tobias takes ball one.
Well, Phillips hasn't, the first three games haven't been as clean as they, I shouldn't say the first game against
Prentice
was 2-0.
Yep.
But the other games weren't as clean as they probably could have been because of
that pitch outside to Tobias. 2-0 is the count.
Because of a lot of walks and hits.
Yeah.
Pitch.
And we haven't seen them walks, like you said, one walk on the ballgame here so far today, bottom of the third inning.
I think the umpire today does have a little bit bigger strike zone, which I think is smart for a day like this. Wind's blowing the ball all over. That pitch missed inside. Now it's 3-0. And looming on deck is Danny Adomaitis. And the Heckman Auction home run leaderboard is got Danny Adomaitis with one and Drew Hawshaw with one. So 3-0. The count. You think he gets a green light here, Jeff?
That one outside lets it go. Tobias. First base. We got runners at the corners. Danny Adomaitis stepping in with having a really nice senior season between wrestling and this and football as well. Yeah, first-year player of a lot of these sports. No, baseball, he's been a while. First-year player of football.
Courtesy runner, Callen Chuzzles.
And Danny Adomaitis, the first-year football player, you know, you just like having athletes out there on the field, and you know, especially in eight-man football, you know, such a blessing to have as many athletes as we've got out here in Phillips.
The left fielder, number 9, Daniel Adomaitis.
So 7-0 here is the lead. There's two outs, runners on the corners. Danny Adomaitis stepping in.
Chaz getting a big lead over there. The sophomore over at first.
There it is. Ooh, is that Chuzzles over at first base? Nice to see Callen Chuzzles out at first base. Going to do his best Ricky Henderson impression, try to get a stolen base.
Speaking of stolen bases, leading the league in stolen bases is our own Bryce Chirang from the Brewers.
And there Chuzzles goes. He's motoring to second base. He gets there with a stand-up stolen base. Callen Chuzzles doing Callen Chuzzles things.
Yep, which are usually very clever. 2-0.
We're never going to say what they are. We just call them Cal and Chuzzles things. If you know Cal and Chuzzles, you know what we're talking about.
Danny is rounded to third and singled and scored so far. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Couple ducks on the pond right here, Jeff.
There is. Couple ducks on the pond.
Up 7-0, though. Schwamigan needs a stop here. 2-0. Looming on deck is the big Swede.
Logger's trying to load up the bases for the big Swede. There's a swing and a miss from Danny.
Danny was trying to make it 10-0 on that swing.
A big cut from Danny Adamitis. He said, hey, my count. So 2-1. He might say it again here. He wants to be atop that Heckman Auction leaderboard, home run leaderboard, all by himself.
All right. He's
going to have to push it, though. That one.
Got a nice pitch on the outside corner right there. Really good comeback.
That would have been the one to drive right out there, too.
Dalton Schmidt and Danny looking to pull the ball, and, yeah, they really got a...
More whistles going on out there. We hope those aren't fires. Bad day if there was.
Certainly. 2-2, two outs. Chuzzles from second. Very conservative lead over there. And that pitch missed away. And that's... Danny thought it was ball four, and... He's going to have to trot back into the box.
And that's two in a row. We thought were ball four. But, you know, we talked about, you've got to understand, it's kind of a bigger strike zone right there. And Danny isn't exactly crouching the plate by any means, really.
Full count, two outs, runners at second and third. Single's going to score a couple. And here's the pitch.
That one up high. Bases loaded. Coming up for the big Swede. Drew Hochschild. Going to see if he can... Match a home run shot here from yesterday. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change or a chat out at the plate. What do you think, Scott? Let's go back to a 30-second time. Hey, we're going to send it back. I think we can go a minute. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
We're back. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Out of that timeout, it's 7-0 here yet. Loggers, bottom of the third inning. Drew Hochschild, the big Swede, stepping up to the plate. 1-0 is the count. Here's the pitch from Schmidt. That one high and outside.
Now batting, the first baseman, number 20, Drew Hochschild.
And it's 2-0, two outs, bases full of loggers. Kuchiba at third, Chuz at second, and Danny Adamitis over at first base. And really break this game wide, wide open, Jeff, with a base hit.
Hochschild makes some contact. That one fouled off the left side. It's 2-1.
Nolan chucks a baseball back to Dalton Schmidt. Dalton has thrown a lot of pitches here. Bottom of the third. And he's walked the last couple guys here.
Here we go. Mick Smart watching from home. Mick, good to have you. Cheering on the Loggers from home. It's a windy day here, Mick. Relax in your house. And Hochschild misses on that pitch. That one down a little bit low. Hochschild went after it. 2-2 is the count here.
That was a really nice spot by the pitcher.
It really was.
Throw down there. You know, it's a 2-1 count. Oshel's going to be thinking swing, and Drew took a cut and missed.
And now Drew's got to protect here. The base is loaded and two outs.
Early on with the grass not growing, you get a lot of he's messing with the gloves and check swing.
Check swing follows that one off left side.
There was a good deke there from Dalton Schmidt, and he ran it in and on his hands. He kind of looked like he was going to go to the slider. Watching him in warm-ups, and that's kind of what he was doing. So he's got that kind of like, I'm going to dig in my glove here, pretend I'm going to throw a slider, and then went to the fastball. 2-2, two count, two outs, bottom of the second.
Bottom of the third.
Bottom of the third. Bases loaded with loggers.
And fouled off again, Hochschild. Ethan Podmolik's on deck.
And, what is it?
Compliments to us. Nice.
All right. We got the, wood bat wielding Drew Hochschild from the left side.
The lefty
had a home run last night.
He did. The wind's blowing out for him right now. He gets a good pitch, gets it up in the air. Anything can happen. Hochschild hits that one right side. Second baseman scoops it up, and that one goes past first base. Runner's still going. Callen chuzzles, chugging home, scores a run. Runners at second and third. Two runs had came in. Chuzzles along with, who was it? Was Kutsuba out there?
Yep.
So 9-0 loggers.
And runners end up at second and third, and tough error right there for Shawam again. 9-0 here. And not a typical thing you see from Shawam again. Always been a pretty tough baseball town.
Yep. Some errors you can't blame on the wind on that one right here.
Yep. Real, you know, fielded it nice and threw that ball a little bit low. Joe at first couldn't scoop it. I think I'm actually going to give that to Joe as an error. I don't know what you think over there. I couldn't tell if it was in the dirt or it was okay. So it's going to have to be an E4. I had that crossbar there. I can't see it. So 1-0 the count. That brings up Podmolik.
Yeah, it'd have been a nice scoop if he made that one. Tough play. 9-0, loggers. Podmolik, he's got some key hits here in this ball game. Looking for another one.
The third baseman, Ethan Podmolik.
You know what his nickname is, Scott? Pod.
Pod. Okay, I knew that one. Pod's got a hit and reached out an error with an RBI. 2-0 the count, two outs, runners at second and third now. Schwamigan looking to just stop this. The wheels from coming right off here.
Podmolik gets a hold of that one. Foul ball, left side. And another scoop by Coach Bowles.
2-1, two outs. Right-handed hitter, barrel-chested Ethan Podmolik. The pride of the Podmoliks, who put a lot of time into the fields around here.
They sure do.
They do.
Doing a nice job. Looking, field's looking so sharp always. Podmolik up the middle again, same spot. Corbin picks it up, throws it to first. He's out, ends the inning. Nice play there from Corbin Phelps.
And at the end of three complete, three runs on one hit.
He runs on one hit there for the loggers. And some
error and
errors doing things in for the loggers. It's 9-0. Loggers leading. That's the end of the fourth inning. I'm sorry, Scott. What inning is this here? That was the end of three. End of the third inning. And 9-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for another 1 minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what product you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it's a 9-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. A fun ball game here, nonetheless. A lot of action going on both teams here. So
not a game you're going to forget a lot, you know, no. If you got something like this happening.
We're going to say, remember that game with all the wind? Corbin exactly. Phelps leading off here for Schwamigan.
The shortstop, number 9, Corbin Phelps.
And Callie Joe, good to have you watching. You are welcome. We love bringing it to you guys. Me and Scott, happy to bring you guys this game here from Phillips.
1-0 the count here. And from the right side, Corbin Phelps, who's made a couple nice plays out there at short. And I'll tell you, you know, playing on the infield and early on in spring baseball is not an easy task.
No, it's not. You know, Corbin's a gamer. He's a baseball player. I mean, this kid loves it through and through, and he's so fundamentally sound out there. You know, we've seen him pitching yesterday, did a fabulous job. He plays shortstop, you know, up here, batting up high in the lineup, and just a quality player. And he fouled that one off.
It's 1-2 now, and pounding the strike zone wisely is Aiden Tobias.
And Corbin, another multi-sport athlete.
He struck out Call his first time. From the stretch, here's the pitch. There's a curveball. Swung on.
Misses. Corbin going to take his base. No, he's thrown out over at first base. Kutsuba dropped the ball.
It was in the dirt. Great curveball down in the dirt. He swung on and missed. Cooch blocked it and then threw it over to first for the putout. So that is the
and stepping up to
strikeout.
Bat, number 2. We got up to bat here, Scott.
We got Nolan Niehoff, the catcher.
Niehoff stepping in with one out. That one fouled off. No, it's going to stay in play. Revac can't get to it, or is that Chuzzles out there? That was Revac out there.
And
base hit from Nolan Niehoff. And Schwamigan's got a runner at first base.
The second baseman, Tony Petzl.
And Antonio stepping in. We've seen him pitch yesterday as well.
The courtesy runner is Dom Seabury.
Well, courtesy runner, Dom Seabury out at first base. One out, one runner on first. And Tobias throws that one back to Hochschild. Keeping him honest.
And playing way back and right.
It was Revac.
Revac didn't want to get that ball to him or over his head. That pitch down in the dirt right there, and it's 1-0, the count. One out. 9-0, top of the fourth. Schwamigan, one out with a runner on first. Here's a stretch in the pitch. Lined into center. And can he get there? Jack off the top of his gloves. That's going to go all the way to the wall or close
almost
to it.
Almost bounced further, bouncing off of his hand. And Schwamigan looking to get a runner in. One runner's going to score. And Schwamigan on the board. One run comes in. It's 9-1 on an error out there in center field.
Off the top of his glove. And tough play. It's hard to make plays out there today.
Yeah, a lot of movement on the ball right there. Jack was running in nicely on it.
Now batting the left fielder, number 4, Marcus Purdy.
Marcus Purdy having a good ball game himself.
Marcus struck out Call his first time.
And that one fouls back.
So it's 9-1 now here, top of the fourth.
Birdie made that nice catch out in left field early on in the game.
Oh and one, one out. From the right side here is Purdy. Missed high with a fastball.
A little high, little outside. 1-1 is the count, one out. 9-1 here. Top of the first or fourth inning.
Tony Petzl hit that ball hard, and coming in on it was Jack, and looked like he was going to collect that and just get off the top of his glove and kept going.
And it kind of ricocheted off there and went a little bit further. It's not like his glove died it out. It kind of trampolined it out to the fence, and runner came in, and Antonio over at second base. The nice lead.
What a
pitch from Tobias, the curveball.
Missed away with that. 2-2 the count, one out on Marcus Purdy, the left fielder. Runner at second, one out, top of the fourth. Fouled out of play.
Hoshield might have a play on it. He does. Hoshield with the fence right there. Puts a hand on the fence, makes the catch. Made it look easy. Nice play from Drew Hoshield, the big Swede.
He found the fence with his
should have done
off
that
hand and
for
did a
Facebook.
Nice job.
Sorry, you couldn't see that, Facebook. We'll give you that view right there. Hoshield, a nice play. Hoshield really good on defense. Now he's good at scooping them throws up and plays a good first base. Here's Tobias with the pitch. That one a little outside.
Now batting number 30, the right fielder, Jeffrey Borgard.
And Jeffrey got the best name on the team.
From the stretch, here's the pitch.
That one a little bit low. Good eye there, Jeffrey.
And good hop right there from Sawyer. Blocked that ball. And on a day like this, it's hard to catch, too. The ball's kind of darting different ways than it normally does. And
does Henry doing a nice job? I only seen a few of them come back to the backstop here tonight.
2-0 the count. Two outs. Fastball swung through and missed. Strike one. 2-1. And Aiden, he's got good movement on that fastball with the two-seamer and the four-seamer, and comes back with it. Caught the inside corner and hammered back. 2-2 the count, two outs. Aiden doing a nice job of keeping runners off base because he hasn't walked anybody yet. Probably the stat line of the night, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Tobias just been a monster here tonight. Throwing strikes all night long. Gets the strikeout, ends the inning there. It's 9-1. Schwamigan, they did get a run in that inning, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 9-1 lead here. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up right now. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors really quick here. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Up here with the Lynn family here. And enjoying this night here. We're staying out of the wind up here in the booth. And watch.
Now batting the right fielder, number one, Braden Revac.
Braden Revac. Do you know what his nickname is, Scott? Bredo.
Bredo.
Call him Bredo.
I call him Wronghander.
Wronghander.
He likes that a lot. So he's got the worst possible baseball combo. Throws left, bats right.
Yeah. That's what it is. All right, Schmidt to Revac. Revac takes ball. Oh, no, a strike on the corner. Got the big strike zone here tonight. And still feels like a long game.
0-1 the count. Well, there's how many breaks for dealing with the wind, Jeff?
Yeah, there has been breaks.
Wind has died down here a little bit, though.
Revac swings and misses. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Fourth inning here, bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 9-1 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Screaming Eagles. Here's the pitch from Schmidt. Revac gets on that one, pops it up. Looks like Corbin Phelps underneath it. He is. He makes the catch. Really didn't have to take a step. Revac just getting a little bit underneath that one, and that's going to bring up the speedy Colin Kleinschmidt. Remember his nickname?
The designated hitter, number 5, Colin Kleinschmidt.
Maybe next time through we'll go through there.
What is it?
Scoots. Next time through, we can go through their nicknames.
One out here.
Near Scoots up to bat. And
fouled it back.
Short swing, made a little contact. It went back. On deck, Sawyer Kutschaba, the hot hitting Sawyer Kutschaba. One out here.
Schmidt got the first out and got in the head of this next batter, so he's calmed down here a little bit.
Schmidt just keeps going at it. Nothing phases him.
No, not a lot of earned runs here today.
No.
He's, you know, pitched through a lot. 0-1. That pitch just missed down. Nice spot for him on that. Kleinschmidt didn't offer. Remember, after this, we're going to be the 98-3 will bring you the Brewer game.
Who are the Brewers playing?
They are playing.
I went a little bit high to Kleinschmidt. 2-1 is the count. Reds?
No.
I'm just making things up. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, they're an exciting young team.
Yeah. Here's the pitch from Schmidt. That one's going to hit Kleinschmidt right in the middle of the back. Kleinschmidt takes his step.
Oh, the Padres.
Padres. Dave Pischka.
I watched the game last
Dave
night.
Dave Pischka on it. Yeah. He had the Padres just like that.
Attaboy.
Dave, we didn't think anybody was watching. It says one on there. It's just Dave. There's probably 8 people standing around his phone, though.
Now batting, the catcher, Sawyer Kutschaba.
Sawyer Kutschaba.
A.K.A. Henry.
Henry. Henry, up to bat.
One out. Runner on first. Kleinschmidt reached for the hit by pitch. On Schmidt, speedy, right side.
Yeah, he's going to go. We'll see him. He's wobbling. Not that one. And that one, inside pitch right there. Kutschaba went around. He stepped out and swung at it anyways.
I'm a little surprised they're not running a little bit more. Of course, they're up 9-1.
Yeah. He's going to go on this one right here. Here it is. He's winning. There he goes. Kleinschmidt goes. And the hit and run was on. Hit and run was on?
Probably.
And?
Ish.
Kutschaba. Well, are you supposed to swing on a steal sign, Scott? What's the rule on that?
You can swing through it, or you can try to hit the ball on the ground. But I don't know. I mean,
Henry looked like he was
a little bit of love.
Henry looked like he was going yard.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what you do. You swing, kind of fall over the plate onto your back.
0-2 the count.
And
called surge.
Called strike 3. 2 down. Is that the second out?
Second out of the inning.
Second out with 2 strikeouts.
Number 13, the second baseman, Ty Henderson.
What's his nickname?
We just call him Ty.
We just call him Ty, okay. Kleinschmidt's still standing at first. Big lead here.
Oh, no, he does have a nickname. My bad. Popped up. We'll give you Ty's nickname in just a minute. Center field, it's caught.
Willie Crown.
And that ends the inning. And you want to know what Ty's nickname is?
What's that, Jeff?
Old Man.
Old Man.
And we'll tell you why after the break. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, the yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
And we're back, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's 9-1 here in the, what do we got?
Top of the fifth
inning here. Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And
on for his fifth inning work here is
Aiden Tobias. We're talking about Ty Henderson. We're going to get everyone about his old man. Why? That was his nickname. He's the oldest of all the juniors of the group.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So he's been called old man since he was like 12.
Gotcha. Good.
And Tobias ready to pitch here again. Who's up to bat, Scott?
The first baseman, number 25, Joe Wartko.
Basketball player, baseball player. I think he plays football too.
Joe singled to right his last time.
There's a pitch. Joe swing and a miss.
0-1 the count. 9-1 loggers. Tobias cruising through and would have been clean through the fourth hadn't it been for an outfield error. Tough play nonetheless.
Yeah. Took away the shutout.
1-1 here on Joe. Bats from the right side. Kind of crouched over stance. White shoes with gray.
There and same right spot again. Right field gets it over there. Remack going to try to throw him out at first. Gets him out at first base.
And that's an outfield assist. What a play from Remack.
Remack gets that one. Throws old Joe out at first base from right field.
And a hard hit ball by Joe. And thrown out at first base.
And both Drew and Braden, the two southpaws.
The two wrong-handers
got things right.
Now batting the center fielder, Willie Krause.
You don't see that happen too often, that out.
No, you don't.
Kind of fantasize about it and think it should happen, and sometimes they attempt it, but it doesn't really execute that often. That time it did. Braden Revac, a nice job getting the out. Tobias,
outfield assist there, too. And big Swede finishing the game there with a stretch. 2-0 the count on Will Krause, who made a catch in center field and the bottom of the fourth.
He's up 2-0 in the count with one down.
Bats from the right side. Solid green bat he's got. Almost emerald color. Tobias takes a timeout. One out.
The wind coming back a little bit.
Yep. I don't know if we were going to get any precipitation here or not, but
it says it's coming within the hour.
Line drive fouled on the left field line. Got jammed on that one.
Well, probably a good idea that the loggers started this game early here. Plus, we get to go home early. I don't know if we'll end up going home early. This game seems pretty long. The girls' softball game's been over for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, they're quick.
I'm guessing Schwamigan won over there. They had the big lead over there early on. I haven't gotten any more updates here.
2-1, the count on Krause. Went away for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in the bottom of the fifth. Curveball swung on, fouled back.
That went back to the fence. You know, all those foul balls in that game yesterday. It's like a, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a track meet.
More feet, yeah.
Yeah.
2-2 now on Will Crouse. Tobias looking in. He's going to go back to the fastball. He's going inside. Missed up and in. Buns the tower there. And Willie Crouse didn't even flinch there. 3-2 the count, one out. Tobias steps in. Full count on the nine hitter.
Big hole between center field and right field.
Here's the pitch. That draw a walk.
First walk there tonight, Scott, for Aiden?
First walk.
Keep an eye on that here in the fifth inning.
And approaching the dugout wall, here is Coach Brady. Thought he was going to go out there.
The pitcher, Dalton Schmidt.
Will Crouse got big wheels over there. And he gets checked on over there, diving back. Will, still waiting on the ground. Is he okay? There he goes.
He's okay. He's really waiting that one out. I like how baseball players kind of overemphasize all these traditions, things like that. It's kind of fun to watch like that. You're in the dugout, you hear all the batters. Hey, big niner.
Oh, yeah.
You know you don't really talk like that, but it, you know, brings out the baseball spirit.
That pitch down in.
I always remember going to the old softball games. Brantwood boys playing down there and...
Oh, yeah.
Come on now, rocket fire now, Ronnie. Let's see what you got there, big man.
Oh, yeah.
You throw out the accent. Good times.
It is. It's a fun part of baseball.
It is.
1-0. One out. Leaning now is Crouse. Thought he was going to go. Nope. That pitch down in the dirt and blocked nicely by Sawyer. 2-0 the count. One out here on Dalton Schmidt. He had a single last time up, and he struck out. He's 1-2. At first, Will Crouse, Dalton Schmidt, the pitcher, who's done a nice job for Shawanigan. He probably had to make 6 or 7 extra outs, I would guess, through 5.
Yeah, just four innings. A poised player out there that just keeps going at it and, you know, doing his thing. You know what? When you love the game, it's like, hey, I get to throw another pitch. Fun. Get to swing again. Fun. He gets walked. Throw down to right field. It goes out into right field. It was a walk.
Nope, 3-0 now.
He's calling him back. Schmidt thought it was
a
walk.
Fast or the slider away. And
wind
this
picked
is what
up
can
again.
Happen. And Will Crouse didn't realize. He dove back in. That ball got by Hochschild out in the right. And I don't know if he would have been able to advance.
I think it would have been a bad one because it went so hard out there that Revac picked it up right away out in right field. Here's the pitch. That one right down the middle. Tobias. Throws a strike, another one right here, and Schmidt's going to different outcome than he was originally thinking with that walk.
Let's see how long the hook is for Tobias. Through 4 1/3.
There it is. To second base. We're going to get a double play attempt. To Abraham. To Hochschild. It's no good for the double play.
Fielder's choice. For Schmidt. Out on the play at second. Goes 4-6 for Willie Crouse.
And the Loggers get their second out of the inning. Stepping in, number 7.
Nice feed there from Ty Henderson. We worked on that a little bit, too.
The third baseman, Isaiah Borgaard,
after coming back from that injury he had. Looks like he's concussed-free. Inside, strike. Ooh, like it. I think the umpire sees this storm coming in. Swing away, boys. Swing away.
All right. And Dalton Schmidt has a decent lead. No, there is a throwback. And
hey, do you umpire baseball games?
Oh, just like the weather. It's always
sunny
in the gym.
Got it.
That's right, you don't official.
He coaches football
anymore, though.
Yeah.
0-1, big lead here from Schmidt. He might go. Here he goes. There's a pitch.
Kuchma with the throw. Goes down. It's going to be late. Henderson scoops it up. And a stolen base
from Schmidt. I'm surprised it took that long. So, 2 outs here. 1-1 the count on Isaiah Borgaard, who grounded into a double play and struck out. And then got ran into. He made a couple of nice plays at third.
Dude, we heard his name a lot here today. That's the key to a game.
Is it? 0-2 the count, says the official scorer right here. Big lead again from second. There he goes. Swung on and missed.
No throw strike from Kuchera.
Three.
And that ends the inning? It does. That ends the inning. A little confusion on if that was the third out. It is. And at the end of the bottom of the fifth inning,
top of the fifth,
end of the top of the fifth, it's 9-1. Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And we have Marywood North baseball action. It's the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in Phillips, in town, taking on our Phillips Loggers. And we're in the bottom of the fifth inning right now. Loggers leading 9-1 in this windy night. A lot of things happening with this wind here tonight. And we got leading off is the leadoff hitter, Lane Abraham.
The shortstop, number 4, Lane Abraham. What was his nickname again?
I can't say.
Oh.
Lane's nickname was a little inappropriate.
Gotcha. All right. There we go. Lane Abraham from the right side.
Schmidt steps in. It's the sign from the catcher. Here's the pitch. Abraham going to take strike one. Nice pitch from Schmidt.
Lane Abraham, Aiden Tobias, and Daniel Adamitis all scheduled here.
Lane having a fun junior season. Getting lots of varsity action with basketball along with baseball here too.
Swung through and missed. It's 0-2 now on Abraham.
Talked about Lane, how he grew like 4 or 5 inches in this last year. And the athleticism really starting to show.
0-2 now. Schmidt coming back. He had a good inning last inning for Schwamigan Screaming Eagles.
And a late swing there by Abraham. He strikes out. Brings up Tobias to the plate.
And that's where you see where he's grown half a foot in the year. He's kind of a little bit lanky right there.
Got to get all those muscles and everything
going
the right way.
Yep.
And big gust of wind here. Schmidt goes that one wide left.
The pitcher, Aiden Tobias.
And what's his nickname? They just calling him Schmader.
Schmader.
Schmader up to bat.
1-0 the count from the left side. See if he can get a hold of one here. Oh, there was a good hit.
Tobias used to hit some good home runs in Little League, too. He could really sock him over the fence hard. He was about that size, too.
Yeah. His dad was a really good fast pitch softball player. Oh, yeah. Really fast.
For who?
For Kennan. For Hawkins.
For Hawkins.
1-1 the count, 1-0. Losing the hat there is Schmidt.
They have Eugene also over there. Remember Eugene? Big tall guy.
Yeah. Eugene and Kyle, the little third baseman.
Sure.
He was built like Kirby Puckett.
I remember we had a the Brantwood boys were playing, and they didn't have any referees, and I swear I was like 8 years old. I was a little kid, and they're like, Jeff, you got a ref or ump the game behind the plate.
2-1, the count.
That's scary watching those fast pitches, those balls coming at you when you're that little like that. I remember Eugene hollering at me, telling me how terrible I was. He might have started my hatred for umpires.
3-1 the count. Tobias has got a pitch to hit.
Kidding, Gabe. I don't hate umpire referees. You know that. There we go. Shot right back to us. Made us flinch back here.
Tobias followed straight back. Tobias would like to have that one back. Full count now. One out. So Dalton Schmidt getting back in the groove a little bit here. 9-1 Loggers, bottom of the fifth. And here's a stretch in the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. It got a piece of it. But
Schmidt feeling it on. In a groove here now in the fifth inning. Two strikeouts in a row. Swing and missing. And Danny Adamidas, the senior.
The left fielder, number 9, Daniel Adamidas.
Danny stepping in. With two outs here, nobody on. This is Schwamigan's best defensive inning.
Two outs here. Danny at the plate from the right side. Wind gusting.
Beautiful pitch from Schmidt. He's in a groove right now.
Got a pitch up and in that rode in on Danny. He took a swing and came up empty.
What's the pitch count? He's throwing a lot of pitches.
Down in the dirt now, 1-1. Bottom of the fifth, 9-1 Loggers. Looming on deck here is the big Swede. 1-1 on Danny Adamidas. Stretch and the pitch.
Check swing there, going to be a strike.
That one caught the
outside corner. Yeah. Danny's been stumped a lot on these outside corner pitches. Last at bat, kind of ran down to third base on that outside corner, the one before that pitch, too.
1-2 here, two outs.
You have to protect that outside corner, Danny. That one down low.
Just down.
And two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Dalton Schmidt doing a nice job working that lower part of the zone when he's up. 2-2, two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Schmidt. Swung on and missed. He struck out the side. Schmidt coming back after having a rough first three innings. Mostly not his fault. And at the end of five, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on.
And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Schwamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Schwamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Corbin Phelps up to play. Hits that one high out to center field. Kulwicki runs in. It's going to go over his head. He catches it running backwards. Jack Kulwicki, a nice catch after he took a couple steps inward. Corbin Phelps, it sounded good off the bat right there. Drove it to deep center field. But Kulwicki makes the play. Niehoff up to bat.